A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk. And it's Monday, September 5th, 2016. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubbin.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the separation of powers. This follows remarks by President Robert Mugabe criticizing the judiciary.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The so-called protesters who have gone about burning property and looting it and committing acts of violence. But of course, we can't allow them to continue on these violent demonstrations unimpeded. No, enough is enough.
Those were the remarks by President Robert Mugabe. But once again, thanks for joining us. And you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Addressing a meeting of his ruling ZANU-PF Party Youth League upon his return to Harare Saturday from a private trip to Dubai, Mr. Mugabe lashed out at the judiciary for permitting a string of protests which he alleged turned violent. Mr. Mugabe said the High Court judges were, quote, negligent and paid reckless disregard for the peace of this country, end quote.
But Mr. Mugabe's critics, led by opposition parties and human rights groups, are now slamming those remarks. Tendai Biti, leader of the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, and who is also a human rights lawyer and the lawyer behind the legal challenge to the latest ban on demonstrations by the police in Harare CBD, accused Mr. Mugabe of violating the constitution and attempting to intimidate the judiciary.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa kuna vachangoti bata nasi tlauti tinge tichi taura nezwe mashoko akataurwa nemtungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe ayo akonzera boaboa munyika omo va Mugabe avakadzoka kubva ku Dubai nemuswe mugovera vakabva vaenda kumusangano we ZANU-PF Youth League. Vari pamusangano uyu vakati vavasi kufara nevamwe vatongi vematare vanoti vari kupa vanhu vari kuratidzira mvumo yekuratidzira asi zvichizoguma zvaita mhirizhonga. Asi vanopikisa vari kuti aiwa kwete bodo mapurisa ndo ari kutokonzera mhirizhonga nekuti vanhu vakapuwa mvumo yekuratidzira nematare mapurisa anobva auya neutsi hunokatyidza mboma nemvura inovava vachidira vanhu nekudaro vari kutiwo zvakare bumbiro remitemo rinobvumidza vanhu kuti vange vachiratidzira murunyararo mashoko avamugabaya sekutaura kwe vanopikisa pfungwa dzavo vari kuti akanangana nekutyisidzira vanhu vemuZimbabwe achityora bumbiro remitemo gebzi
yevambe zvurukandava lingachona njani lapa tikona tinangapa isiyaphila sivili okwamagama ye utave sixoka ngalo namhlanje sikhuluma ngakhona kokwethulwe ngumongameli Robert Mugabe okade khuluma ke labasakhulayo bebandla lakhe iZANU-PF Youth League ngomgqibelo lapho khulume sithi abahleli bomthethwandaba ungazani bavumela uZulu weZimbabwe ukuthi ajengisele. Siyakwazi ke ukuthi sokudlula amalanga athize sibili abantu bejengisele ezitaladini abanye befuna uMongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi asuke esikhundleni, abanye njalo besithi kumele kulungiswe konke okuhluphayo okunjengomnotho osubhidlika lokunye nje okufanayo. Sizwile-ke abanye sebephendula-ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe, ikakhulu uthi umnumzana othenda ibidi yena umkhokheli we-progressive we-PDP People's Democratic Party, esithi lokho khulunywa nguMongameli Mugabe kungazani-ke ubezinathele angani kuyahlupha lokho. Uthi bakhona abantu bangakhuluma engazani bazinathela-ke ithototo kumbe okunye okudakayo. So-ke uthi abantu bavunyelwa phela ukuthi bayenze abakufunayo, batshengisela njengeconstitution elizwe ikutsho khonokho. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lina likubona njani khonokho okhulunywa ngumongameli esithi abehluli bomthethwandaba ungazani sebephambanisa eleZimbabwe. Khulumani isizwe zulukandaba ye nansi inkundla ngena kunjalo futhi.
Of course, Gibbs, it's Labor Day in America. It's a holiday. But of course, we'll continue to work, right?
Yeah, kunjalo futhi. Loba kuyi Labor Day, that's chai for chol. Siyaphele for chol njenge. Yazi for chol ka municipality.
Indeed.
Yabi lokhu kepha kuphela.
For sure ikanzi.
Yeah, yabi lokhu kepha kuphela. Asichai kunjalo.
Of course, it's not only in Harare where these demonstrations are being banned. The statutory instrument by the police on Thursday said that there will be no demonstrations in the CBD starting from the 2nd of April to the 16th. But developments are indicating that it appears that this ban is widening beyond Harare because the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, an opposition political party, was attempting to hold a rally in Bulawayo, that is at White City Sports Stadium. But they received a letter from the police saying that they are not giving them the green light to hold that rally, saying that they are some messages circulating on social media to the effect that people want to cause mayhem in Bulawayo, banning government buildings such as the Zinara building, ZBC, police station, and such. But the PDP is saying that the country cannot be run by tweets or what is being written on social media.
Yeah, kunjalo-ke sizwile ukuthi PDP bizama ukuthi yenze umhlangano eWhite City. Kwazakala-ke amapolisa esithi akungeke kwenzakala lokho, kungani kukhona okuhluphayo. So siyabona ukuthi khonoko okade isinqumo esithethwe ngamapolisa eHarare ukuthi kungatshengiselwa ku-Central Business District, ngani sokuhamba sokusiyafika lakhona ngale-ke kuBulawayo. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lina elikuzwayo khona ngapho kuthiwani, njalo libona ngazani khona ukuthi akumelanga litshengisele pho kuya ngaphi. Yeah, I spoke about.
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. I think it's Mr. Jeremiah Bamu, who is a human rights lawyer. I'm being told he's not yet here. We'll try to call him still, Gibbs.
Yeah, so Zulu is still at least for an economic nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Nyapina njaloge in nombolo 001-202-619-2077. And according to Mr. Tendaibiti, I'm going to quote here. He says, it is time to carry our cross. Our task as Zimbabweans is simple. Mr. Robert Mugabe and the Maningis Tole carried their cross to remove Ian Smith. Now it is the time for us to carry our cross and remove Robert Mugabe and the ZANU-PF regime from power. We cannot delegate this, end quote. So he says people should actually know that constitutionally they can protest at any time. So he's taking that matter to court and he says he's going to fight to the bitter end.
I think we are now being joined by a political activist based in the United Kingdom. That is Mr. Vusimusi Ncube. Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Yes, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. And how is the land of the Queen?
Oh, yes, it's fine. We're doing well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Ncube, so when Mr. Mugabe came from Dubai, he actually said that some judges are actually giving permission to protesters to go onto the streets. And he found that very awkward and saying that they're actually promoting, a lot of chaos in the country. What can you say about that kind of issue?
It's quite amazing, to hear such words from a leader, and bearing in mind that Zimbabwe is a democratic country, and everything enshrined by the country's constitution permits people to demonstrate freely without any restrictions. It gets to show you how ZANU-PF and Robert Mugabe are actually running the country. They think and they believe that Zimbabwe is theirs. And it's amazing to hear such a thing, and it's absurd, and it's so disappointing that they can hold the country at ransom. The judges have got the duty to stand and protect the laws of the land, and Robert Mugabe should not interfere in that. He should let the judges do their work, and he should let the judiciary do their work, and people of Zimbabwe should say enough is enough. We cannot afford to be held at ransom by Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF. People should say enough is enough. We cannot afford to let our country to the dogs just because of a few people. It's wrong. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. Very disappointed indeed.
But Mr. Mugabe is saying he was elected democratically in 2013. The next elections are in 2018. Why should people be agitating for his removal?
First of all, he wasn't elected legitimately. We can query that. However, he is the current president, and he's failing. As a leader, he has failed the people for a very long time. 36 years, people suffering, and the people are tired. I mean, it's not normal for a country to have more than 90% unemployment. And it's not normal for a country to be shutting down businesses and having investors moving out of the country. It's wrong. And he's failed the people of Zimbabwe. He should step down if he really cares for Zimbabwe. If he's got Zimbabwe at his heart, he will do the right thing and step down before 2018 and allow elections to take place. Furthermore, he should as well, the elections should be run accordingly, and there should be reforms before the elections.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Ncube. Kodwa ke uyakhuluma njalo esithi okukhanya kusoba la ukuthi nxa abantu bangahamba emthethwandaba, abanye batshelwa ukuthi babuyela nini ezitaladini, abesesithi ukuthi khona ungazani kawuhambe kuhle. Asithi ngoba usasebile, ungavumela umthethwandaba usitsho njalo.
Umthethwandaba usithi abantu behambe ukuya demonstrator.
Yeah, besithi balandele iconstitution phela.
Yes, at the end of the day, iconstitution elizwe kufuze ihlonitshwe wonke umuntu. Akula muntu above iconstitution yelizwe. Iconstitution yelizwe, it makes everybody accountable. So imistake yena eyaba khona, and imistake ekhona ukuthi umgabe ubona ngani yena is above the law, which is not the case. He should be accountable like every other citizen. Ngeke evuke echintsha iconstitution or ngeke ephikisane lomthetho just because ukuthi nakhona yena ukubona ku wrong. No, iconstitution yelizwe leZimbabwe aso constitution yakhe low grace. No, iconstitution yelizwe leZimbabwe and kumele ehloniphe ama citizens eZimbabwe, ngoba into le ayenzayo is very bad. It's wrong, and abantu shouldn't tolerate that.
Yes, ecela ukuthi nxa ubiza ngamabizo banqolonga ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe lo nkosikazi Grace Mugabe, ngoba basesikhundleni khona ngale. Siyakwazi umongameli usesikhundleni, lo omunye umkakhe, ukuthi sibahloniphe nje, sikubeke njalo mnumzana.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, kunjalo.
Of course, we are having problems with Zimbabwe lines, but please keep trying, and we also keep trying to call you. Asito mwenda South Africa, tinava timire makadi.
Ndiripo yedu baba makadi niyo.
Aiwa isu tirina, nitipe mfungwa dzenyu pa mashoko wa Mugabe, kuti aiwa vamwe vatongi vanenge vakupinda nemwenje mudziwa vachibvumidza vanhu kuti varatidzire iyo nyika isina kumira zvakanaka.
Chekutanga baba, mutungamiri wenyika mashoko avataura anenge asina kunyatso kutwasanudzika nekuti anoteshera yaningati kupolarize society. Kana tichirangarira mugore ra 2000 pakatorwa minda yedu titora vanhu vatema titora kubva kuvachena tipa kuvatema mutongi wedare redzimhosva umwe wechichena vakanga vari pakutonga vaJustice Garbe takaona vachishungurudzwa zvakanyanya navachinoti vaine heti yavo yeuswa kana muchiri kurangarira panguva iyoyo vachioneka vachitenderera pamatare edzimhosva vaine rekeni yavo mapurisa asingagoni kuchengetedza vaGarbe achivasiya vakadaro zvino pazvasvika kuti zvakare ipapa mukanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vataura vachidai so zvinoisa zvekare upenyu hwevatongi panjodzi dheri chepiri chiripo ndechekudai so kutaura kwaita mutungamiri wenyika uku tisingavazvidzi tinoziva hedu isusu kana imwe yoda kudya vana vayo ka inovapomera mhosva yekunhuhwa sembudzi saka mukuru wenyika pa ari kuda kuti awane kuranga vatongi vedzimhosva nekuti tangatishushikana mazuva apera kuti kumapurisa aisa mutemo uyu wekudzivirira kuratidzira vazowana kupi saka zvabuda pachena kuti mapurisa paakaisa mutemo wekudzivirira kuratidzira uyu vakanga vaudzwa nemutungamiriri wenyika zvabva zvabuda pachena zvega uyezve tinoti isu pachishona dindimwe rinonaka richakweva rimwe kana rokwehwairoka roti handitodzonderana paloni panisingasvidini asi paranga richimbokweva vamwe iro ranga achikwevera vamwe pavhu mademonstrations kana achiitwa nevanhu veruzhinji vezimbabwe vasati vari vezanup f tinoona achinzi akasviba akaitwa nevezanup f hationi achinzi akasviba saka mutungamiriri wenyika hatina kusununguka kana kufarira kugamuchira zvaataura tinofunga kuti isu ari kupolarize society yedu kuitesera kuti vanhu vachange kurwisana zvekare nekuvengana zvekare zvinova zvinhu zvakashata panguva yatiri ino
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vatimire
tatenda baba muve nezuva rakanaka
aiwa nemiwo muve nemauro akanaka that there is Mr. Timire in South Africa flowery language indeed and he says you know translating one of his sayings there he says if a leopard wants to eat its young ones, it will first accuse them of smelling like goats.
Yes.
So he's saying that in order for Mr. Mugabe to pounce on the opposition, he will first accuse them of, causing this mayhem and violence in the country. He says this is very unfortunate because demonstrations are part of people's democratic rights and those must be respected, Gibbs.
Suppose he's a leopard, so he's now accusing judges of smelling like goats.
Exactly.
So let's read what the Constitution says. Section 59, freedom to demonstrate and petition. It reads as follows. Every person has the right to demonstrate and to present petitions, but these rights must be exercised peacefully. Ngizindebele lapha okhulunywa ngu-Section 59, nxa kukhuluma ngelungelo labantu ukuthi bangene ezidaladini njalo bayenze lokuthiwa ngama-petition kuthi wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokuthi atshengisele ezidaladini njalo abhale nje okuzincwajana lokhu kuthiwa ngama-petition santando kodwa kumele konke lokhu kwenziwe ngonanzelelo abantu bengatshisi lutho bezihambhambela kumbe besiyanika umuntu ngendlela eqondileyo ye ecingweni kokwamanje sesilo umnumzana ondebele babandebele kunjani
yaphila kunjani nje
hayi siphile kakhulu ukuphi lapha emhlabeni Country Park
ya ngise Country Park
ye kunjani ekhala nyona
hayi siyakhala nyona impela mntana mina wami
ye akutsho babandebele kuhamba njani la
yebo kambe hayi ngiyalizwa kodwa ungani ngilo mbono otshiyeneyo mbijana labanye
yebo ndibe
ngoba vele ya ngoba vele ngihlala ndilo mbono othiyene mina kangizwisisi ukuthi i-constitution le esikhuluma ngayo bathi ngesikhiwa was signed into law ukuthi ibe kufosa ngiso so nxa kunjalo anti kumele ilandele right kungasenani-ke engibone ngani mina umdala uyakusola ngalokhu akukhulumileyo ngomcabango wami njengondebele
yebo ndebe
ngibona ngazathi usola ukuthi njengoba bevunyele ukuthi bangene ezibheradini abantu bona into ethi yakutshengisela nxa ngikhangele mina ngibonane ngabakwazi ukutshengisela kutshengiselwa njani babone ngani ukutshengisela ukuthi kuthwala izinto kuthwala izimota kuthisa izimota kubulawa izinto kungene ezitolo umuntu azithathe la kufuna engabhadalanga. Umuntu luyana othengisayo umnikazi wesitolo akalani lokutshengisela ayisuyothi abantu ngabaziwa ubuhlungu loba ababebuza nxa bemthathela ngaleyo ndlela. Ngibonani ngaleyo ndlela yikho kwesatshelwa ngumdala ukuthi ngaso kuyayolimala abantu abangelani lapho akusahambi ngendlela efaneleyo. Ngicabanga njalo. Ye. So ngaleyo ndlela-ke yikho ngibonani engxenye wesabela khonokho angithi ukuthi kunjalo. Engxenye wesabela khonokho ukuthi hhayi abantu bayasuka benze izinto ezivele zingafuneki ukuthi zenziwe ngabantu ngoba bathi ngesithiwa linaleli ngesithiwa elifundileyo ntingamile ukuthi yona ehungry layo nivele angry layo nangitsho. So bathi ngesindebele singalambi isilwane siyadla utshani so kuthi ithi nxa abantu belambile kabakhethi ukuthi bazondela bani bachaya wonke umuntu okuyinto eyalingasavunyeni ngoba le constitution yayikuthi uyidemonstrate ngokuthaya abanye kumbe ngokubulala i-property yelizwe lakho futhi ngonozabuya leyo property usuyibulele kube kube ngumlandi wakho futhi kuye uyiyakhe futhi pho kade uyibulalelayo. Yikho lapho engibona khona ngani kule phutha khonapho mnami angicabangela khona ukuthi ikho kwenza umdala ale khonaukuthi kwekwenzakale.
Hayi uyabona
abantu sengisiya kule bantu abathi
ye qhubeka ndibe
abantu abademonstrateyo lapho ye ithi mina njengoba beyibo abakhetha umongameli ukuthi abe lapho akhona namhla ngithi bakwenze kuthane njengo-2013 okay sebebonile ukuthi no bayenze into engayisiyo they say they regret of what they've done. Ya gabangakwenzi ngani indlela asebekwenzayo mina ngibona ngani kuba kufuthi bamele u-2018 sesedize bazikhulumele ngento abayifunayo ubunzima lobu obukhona bona ngababugcine ukuthi ngawo-2018 esebuya esesimdala seqala ukuthi kukhampena bahle bamthanye izenzo zakhe zona lezi azenze kathesi zona lezi zikhe zimkhumise nxa befuna khonokho ngoba nxa befuna ukumkhupha ngale ndlela sokufana nomuntu ozithaya ngempama abuyakhale ngoba yibaba yithi esivotele lo muntu ukuthi abe lapha khona. So asimele mithuba lethu simkhipheni ngendlela eqondileyo hhayi ukumkhipha ngodlame ngoba hayi angiboni ukuthi kabe kuqondile mina kweyami icele ngoba lawo yangoku uvuka upho ngihluthu ibhathi nje usemthadini nxa ukuthi umthuli ibolekile
oye
uyavuka ubhova la uzama ukulwa udefend ibhathi ukuthi lingathathwa noma lingelami kodwa uyazama ukuvika la ukuthi hhayi madeukuthi ibhathi selingibolekile awutho untu uzanithathela emthadweni kanjalo nje angithi uyaboni uzama ukulwa lawe angekho ukuthi ayithatha ngoba ngelakho lula nje phela mndoda ukuya esiyalweni sokuposini ayilelelangikhona ligazi
hayi kunjalo
sibulayo labo Davida babebulala labo Solomoni bebulala vele akuthambanga bhuru wami.
Hayi siyakuzwa sibili Ndebele. Yes,
so abantu bona abantu abamele lithuba labo bayenze okufanele ngesikhathi sabo hayi lokho sokusenzakala kuza kwenza ukuthi abantu bagcine bengasezona uhulumende wakukulwiwa siyakwazi into zonakele of course but akula nto esingayenza simele nithuba lethu sikhulume ngamavoti hhayi ukungena ezikakade zithiswa le mota zabantu abangelacala abangelani lakho hhayi lokho mbonani sokwaliwa ngumdala khonoko.
Hawu boni-ke Endebele. Ye sibongele kukhuluma lo Gibbs Dube sibongele kakhulu baba Ndex. Ye Endebele baba, so that was Mr. Ndebele there in Country Park in Bulawayo. So he says he's got some very interesting issues here. He says that he believes that Mr. Mugabe may be fearing that these protesters are actually destroying property, that is government property and private property. So he says targeting store owners and all those other people is not right. Because at the end of the day, he says, those people have got some goods to sell, and they've become victims. So he ended up saying that Mr. Mugabe should be given a chance to govern. And then when it comes to the 2018 general elections, people must remind him that, you know what, the economy has not been doing well. So it's time for you not to think of being re-elected. So he says, naturally, a hungry lion is an angry lion. So at the end of the day, people are doing whatever they want because they are actually very hungry and, you know, they've got needs that they need to fulfill. So at the end of the day, they're not getting that. And he says the constitution actually does not say people must destroy property.
Mm-hmm.
That's according to him. So, yeah.
Interesting view. Mr. Ncube, do you want to react to that before we go to our next caller?
Oh, yes. I support some of the points that have been raised. Of course, in every demonstration, destroying property or being violent is a big no. It's a big no.
Mm-hmm.
But then we should bear in mind as well that the people are expressing their grievances, and they expect answers, right? So the reason why people continue to go to the streets is because they need those jobs that they were promised, the 2 million jobs that they were promised. They need a better life. That's why they're going to the streets to protest. And furthermore, when you look at it as well, the police themselves have been brutalizing people, which is a big no. So if for a president, rather him saying going against the judiciary, he should be encouraging the police not to brutalize people, encouraging the police to actually protect citizens rather than brutalizing. The thing that he should have said, the president, is they should not brutalize the people. We've seen disturbing images. People being beaten up, women not being respected, being brutalized. It's a big no. For what? It's not good. It's something that shouldn't be done at all. Because at the end of the day, if people elected him, right, and if people are saying that he failed in his job, he should recognize that and he should do something. The least that he can do is create those 2 million jobs. The least that he can do, since he's failed anyway for the past 36 years, he should just step down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only option that's left, really. Because at the end of the day, it's people that are tired, and it's people that need to actually be addressed rather than being harshly brutalized.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Do stay on the line. Regatiende unam koma Kane, mshauri. Makadi mkoma Kane.
Tiripo makadi mbaya.
Aiwa, tiripo. Munoti kudi idinyaya ya vamgabe ye kuti vematari hawafandiri kurambidza. I mean, hawafandiri kubvumidza. Vanhu vachiita madiro ajojina vamwe vachizopedzisira voputsa midziyo kana vachiratidzira. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Kendrick aitore vamwe vateerera asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. You heard there from Kane who says no one is above the law. You know, that's why we have laws. It can't be the laws of the jungle where some animals are more equal than others. Animal farm style.
Yeah, you still remember Snowball.